This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ, and it's maple syrup season. Late winter and early spring are the best times of year for collecting sap from maple trees, but the syrup season is super dependent on temperature. So in this week's Climate Conversation, we're going to learn more about that relationship and how climate change could impact the maple syrup industry. Joining me is the Director of Education for the Lake County, Illinois Forest Preserves, Nan Buckhart. Nan, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us first, how do trees actually produce the sap that becomes maple syrup?
Well, the sap is inside the tree all year long. However, in springtime, as it breaks dormancy and starts to get ready to throw out the leaves, the freezing and thawing cycle of the weather helps to make the tree actually push the sap towards the outside where we can tap the trees and get it.
And what is the relationship between maple syrup production and temperature?
We need to have the freezing and thawing days in order to collect the sap. So it's the freezing nights and above freezing during the day. If it's sunny, it helps, but the sap will still flow. And once the temperatures get real warm, the trees start to get ready to have their flowers and the sap turns and it's no longer good for syrup making.
And what about the relationship between maple syrup and precipitation? And by that, I mean, does it matter if it's a drier or wetter year?
The precipitation that the trees need actually comes the previous year. And because they need water in order to produce the sugars through photosynthesis, they need the right amount of rain. And so if it's very dry, they can't make as much sugar. Or if it's very wet, that stresses the trees and they also may not function as well.
Let's talk a little bit about climate change. It sounds like you need some pretty specific conditions to tap maple trees and make syrup. How does climate change affect that?
It is a complicated system. So we need the proper temperatures. We need to have the right kind of precipitation. We need to make sure and have sunny skies. And so the warming temperatures and the changes in precipitation and the changes in that freeze and thaw cycle that we're getting does impact the maple syrup production. We know that the season is becoming earlier, but it's also becoming shorter because of the way that the climate is changing.
Obviously, climate change affects so many industries, but what might it mean for the maple syrup industry and for people like me who love to put something sweet on their pancakes?
Well, the prediction is that the number of maple trees in the southern part of their range right now will decline. And so there'll be a smaller section of North America that would be producing maple syrup. And as that production gets stressed with less trees available for tapping, the price of syrup will certainly go up.
I want to talk about your work in the Lake County Forest Preserves. What programming do you have planned there for people who want to learn more about maple syrup?
We do programming every March for maple syrup. So we have weekend programs, both Saturdays and Sundays, and you get to learn about how trees work through the lens of maple syrup, and then actually get to taste some of the syrup that we make at Ryerson Woods. In addition, we are collaborating with WTTW on a maple syrup festival that is going to be happening on Saturday morning, February 25th. And we're going to have Daisy from Nature Cat at Ryerson Woods while people can go and learn about maple syrup and meet Daisy.
Nan, thanks for talking to us about maple trees and climate change and maple syrup. It's wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Nan Buckhart, the Director of Education for the Lake County Forest Preserves. And if you have a topic that you want us to cover in our weekly climate segment, you can email climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.